This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It is Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the dreary, cold suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Please visit also spingolaspeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created, where you will find files and other links to very interesting sites. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Hans Krampe. That's K-R-A-M-P-E. Welcome, Hans.
Deanna. Well,
hi. How
good
are
day
you?
For you. It's here 15 degrees Fahrenheit and 1 foot of snow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we don't have any snow on the ground, so I guess I shouldn't be complaining. I just don't like winter.
Yeah, I heard about Werner Bock being in jail again.
Yes, he called me the night before. He went to court yesterday morning, and Judy Day, who is the author of Judging Judy, accompanied him, and the judge put him in jail. And I attempted to get a hold of Judy Day yesterday and tried also again this morning because I would like to have her on the program to talk about what's going on or what did go on. But I haven't been able to contact her. Yes, I'm very concerned about Werner.
I tried to contact her, too, and I couldn't get... I only got her answering machine. But maybe she is looking after Werner's house because Werner has a sick dog there.
I know.
And she might be tending to it.
I hope so. Because another friend also emailed me actually three times, and which I was so happy to hear from another friend, and she said that somebody had run over Werner's dog, and I love animals, so of course I was just very concerned that because the dog was in the kitchen and needed tending to, and so I worried all afternoon until Renata emailed me and said that somebody is taking care of the dog, and I just, because I worried about the dog, I worry about Werner, I worry about the dog, I worried about his cows getting you know, attention, and I just worry about stuff like that.
You know, the neighbor he got the dog from found the dog being injured, laying in the ditch. Instead of taking the dog and calling Werner to pick him up, he left the dog laying there. And then he called Werner, and Werner had to go there and pick up the dog, you know, and he was really badly injured. So it goes to show you what kind of neighbors Werner is surrounded by.
Yes. That's terrible.
What really got my goat was, again, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the CBC, reporting this incident. They relied entirely on the slanderers and the ones that try to picture Werner as a person that's insane, pretending not to know anything about microwave technology and regurgitating what the slanderers told, usually tell people about Werner, and completely ignoring the context of Werner's situation. And so the CBC, it's a disgrace, this media outlet.
It is, and I just hope that Werner gets out of jail quickly and can get back to his farm and that he's okay.
I just hope that they don't succeed in putting them into an insane asylum where
exactly.
They really will make him insane.
Exactly. That's what the parasites do. In fact, I was reading a book last night, and the British were attempting they sent Rudolf Hess to the psychiatrist just immediately. I mean, that's the way they operate. That's the way the parasites operate. And they want to either get them on medication to really make them sick or have awful problems, the consequences of the medication. And so let's hope that that is not what they are attempting to do. And he's such a fighter. I mean, he is not afraid. He's so courageous. He's not afraid to stand up to the judge. And I think the judge retaliated against him by putting him in jail simply
I think the judge is in cahoots with the Werner's enemies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are after Werner's property that he has been spending decades, cultivating and bringing into a decent condition. And on the CBC, they mentioned again how they found dead animals covered over with straw, and how they found a cow in a creek. And I talked to Werner about this, and Werner told me, well, they killed these animals in the winter when the ground was frozen hard, and he couldn't bury them in the ground. So he put them by the house in the straw, under straw, to protect them from the animal from being gnawed on or something. And the cow in the creek was also frozen in. And they were all cows that had been killed by Werner's enemies, and that is why they found the animals there. There was not the slightest hint of neglect. They didn't have any evidence for that, and yet they used that argument in order to malign Werner and to twist a rope out of that.
Sure, and isn't that what they always do? They use children or animals to get people's emotions engaged, and then people are saying, oh, what a terrible man, hurting his animals, and or accusing other people of hurting children, and that's an emotional kind of a thing.
CBC is right back in there, judging Werner before there's even a court case. They're convicting him in the media. That's what they are doing.
Yes. What an awful thing. Just an awful thing. And I hope that we can all support him in any way that we possibly can. And he definitely...
Well, there has to be a campaign starting with Judge Troy Sweet. Troy Sweet has obviously an axe to grind or is in a conflict of interest situation which can't be proved. So he feels himself pretty cocky up there on his judge's seat and thinks he can get away with murder. And, you know, and also the RCMP involved and the veterinarians involved and the sheriffs involved, they're all against Werner and pouncing on him. And it seems to me pretty clear that it is a self-interested conspiracy to get to get away with the stealing or robbing the land from Werner.
Exactly.
Very easy method.
All righty, we do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Hans Prompa. And on another note, I got an email message this morning, and it was sent to, oh my goodness, probably 200 people, people in the media. I didn't count all the copy twos, but anyway, the subject line said, "Hitler took the guns and the rest is history." It could happen here. Oh, these people are so ignorant. So ignorant.
Yeah, well. You know, that's what I observe too. Americans are totally oblivious of historical facts. but they are very strong on innuendo, slander, war, hate propaganda, depicting themselves as the good guys and everybody else as the bad guys, whoever they have a hankering of maligning. And especially about the issue of socialism, most Americans have this idea that, that socialism is Marxism, and that in a socialist society you can't have private property, and you can't have your own business, and everything is owned by everyone, and that laziness is encouraged because everybody gets from the government what they want, and everything is free, and nobody, all material possessions are practically free, but you can't move about because you have no personal freedom. That is the idea that spooks around in American minds, and that is complete bull. You know, that is not true at all.
Exactly. And what most people think of as socialism is actually Marxism or communism, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with the National Socialist Program that Hitler introduced. And so today you're going to talk about that, and I hope you'll go over the 25 points. So anyway, just go ahead.
I haven't got the 25 points. I can't speak from memory about this. I only know in general what the gist was.
And, sure.
But first of all, socialism, the idea of socialism was made popular by Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, a French philosopher and thinker, who was actually acquainted with Karl Marx. But they had a falling out over principles. And but the idea of socialism dates back way, you know, for thousands of years. And Proudhon just brought it back into the foreground again as a form of governance, and totally separate from the Bolshevik idea and Marxism. And so that is where Hitler comes in with his ideas. His ideas were socialist as well, even though many Americans think that Hitler could not possibly have been a socialist because that would make him an evil person, because in their mind socialism is unacceptable. Well, when I came to Canada, I was surprised to find that Canada had adopted a system that was very similar to the one at the time in West Germany. And that included free Medicare. That included, you know, I don't know about the education. In Germany, it was up to grade 12, free education. But when you went to university, you had to pay tuition fees, but that was very low and wouldn't put the hardship on the student or their families. You had the same system in Canada, and let's remember that Mackenzie King was a great admirer of Adolf Hitler and his way of governing the country. And I guess with Mackenzie King, there was a trend to emulate what Hitler was doing in Germany at the time. Fashion.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people really thought he was doing some wonderful things until they got word from their masters that this wasn't the thing to be doing, that they should not be impressed, that they should not be applauding his achievements or anything.
No, of course not, because Hitler was at the time the only guy. Let's say Hitler's government was the only one in the history of the world who had dared to oppose the Rothschild financial system of credit with debt-loaded credit, etc., and taken control over their own money supply, and then creating a barter system with other nations where no currencies were required to trade goods and services. So just that alone justifies in their minds, you know, to malign him to no end for the next 1,000 years, if possible.
Right.
You know, just to scare people away from ever considering a similar system. Well, Gaddafi did, and look what happened to him.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. Look what happened to him. Terrible. Terrible things.
And Gaddafi was of the same mind as Adolf Hitler. And the people loved Gaddafi. And you can see it in the resistance even today, where they don't accept this artificially instated so-called government.
Right. You know? I mean, he did some wonderful things, including providing water for the people because of the construction of the infrastructure that he built to transport water to everybody. I mean, that was just amazing.
He did everything marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
From 40 years of abject poverty, corruption, crime in high places, from one of the poorest countries in Africa, he turned it around, and within 40 years, Libya had the highest standard of living. The people were enjoying free housing because Gaddafi said housing is a human right, and free education, free Medicare, free dental care, cars. If they bought cars, the government would pay 50% of the price for the car. Gasoline, at the time, we are paying horrendous prices for gasoline, and it doesn't even stop there. In the future, it will go up even, God knows how much. It was 14 cents a liter in Libya. And then, from a desolate, dry country, he turned it into a blooming agricultural economy, providing farmers with free land, built them houses for free, provided machinery for free, provided seeds and livestock for free, and, you know, got water to their fields and turned the desert into a green country. And all of that without a penny of debt, and at the same time he tried to support other African countries to do the same. And that made him such an formidable enemy.
Sure.
Of the United States.
I think Saddam Hussein did the same thing, didn't he?
Pardon me?
I think Saddam Hussein did the same thing in Iraq. I mean, they had wonderful facilities, great infrastructure, and they just couldn't handle that.
I had always the sneaky suspicion that that was the case.
All righty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Hans Krompa, and we're talking about the 25 points. And I was just looking in the book by Fetter. It's just it's a booklet, actually. It's a PDF file. And right after the war, according to the manifesto on the position of the NSDAP with regard to farming and agriculture, they said, and let me just quote here from the book. They said, the German nation derive a considerable portion of their food from importation of foreign foodstuffs. Before the World War, meaning World War I, we managed to pay for these imports with our industrial exports, our trade, and our deposits of capital abroad. The outcome of the war put an end to this possibility. And this is dated in Munich, March 6, 1930. And so I would suspect, and of course this indicates it, that warfare is used not only to kill people and to make profits, but to destroy the ability of individual nations to be independent and to produce for themselves the things that they need, or to barter or trade on their own with other people. And so the function of warfare is to make a one world that is interdependent upon other, you know, all the nations become interdependent. What are your thoughts?
Well, there was, I think Hitler's idea was specifically for Europe, in the end, to create a Europe federation of sovereign states.
Exactly.
Each state being their own sovereign country with their own currency. He didn't envision, you know, a euro or something like it. He wanted to just to have a secure Europe that is able to defend itself against external aggressors, and to be free of the financial tyranny of the Rothschild system.
Exactly.
And, to achieve this, he first of all wanted to get Germany's position corrected, you know, because Germany was, when Hitler got into power, Germany was practically under siege and surrounded by hostile nations who had already announced for half a century that they wanted to completely destroy Germany and its people. And the Versailles Treaty practically confirmed this with their provisions, which were designed to ruin Germany for all time. And so by the time Hitler got into power, Germany was bankrupt, was loaded with an impossible load of reparations to be paid, and people were dying of starvation, you know, people were collapsing on the sidewalks in Germany of malnutrition, and the country was in a total mess. High unemployment, you know, like 6 million unemployed, which represented something like half the labor force. And now he had to come up with drastic new ideas. One of them was to get rid of these financial parasites that had created the inflation through currency speculation. So currency speculators, most of them foreigners, many of them Jews, had come in flush with money and bought up agricultural land for pennies on the dollar, and had gotten complete control over the real estate, over the entertainment industry. They got into the media. They got into politics. They got into the jurisprudence, medicine, you name it, science. All of a sudden, you had a preponderance of Jews who were only a small portion, that something like less than than 1% of the population of Germany, completely dominating every aspect of importance in Germany. And to change that situation and to make it impossible for people in the future to commit any more of these kinds of predatory activities, the 25-point program of the NSDAP was designed to put an end to it.
Indeed, and I did post it in the I posted the 25 points in the chat room.
If you see the city of Berlin, it was a cesspool of vice and of crime and of ripoff. Of what you call it again when lawyers twist the law out of shape to protect the criminals in high places. That kind of thing was happening. And who were these lawyers? Over 50% of them were Jews. 50% were Jews, with the population segment of only 1%. Now, here the opinion I hear is, oh, yeah, you are just a racist because you are jealous because the Jews were so clever. The Jews weren't clever. They were devious and conniving. and they were ruthless. That's how they got into these positions. They got into these positions after the First World War, when they were streaming into Germany and buying up invaluable properties and real estate for next to nothing, and then flaunting what they had, you know, in face of a population that was starving to death. And you can imagine, is that good PR? Does that make the people popular? I don't think so. Anyway, then under the 25-point program, all foreigners who weren't German by birth and heritage were removed from influential position in government. They were removed from the courts. They were not thrown out on the street next and then fend for yourself. No, they were retired with a pension, with a good, decent pension, except they weren't allowed to vote anymore. They weren't allowed to be active in the judicial system. They weren't allowed to be active in the financial institutions. They weren't allowed to teach at university. They weren't allowed to participate in the sciences to a certain extent, because even then, Hitler also recognized, you know, Jews who had become a decent, what do you call it, acclimatized.
Citizens.
Yeah. And he allowed them, despite their policies, to be active there still. You know, not all Jews were dismissed from their posts. And that's the way I have found out by research what happened there. That extended also into the Second World War. A lot of Jews were in high positions of, you know, high-ranking staff officers. You had 150,000 or so Jewish members of the Wehrmacht, and some were even in the SS. You know, the first SS man was, what was Hitler's, Emil something. He was a Jew and a close friend of Adolf Hitler, long before the NSDAP became a household name. Hitler was the first SS man number one, and Emil was the first SS man, the second SS man number two. That's how they founded the SS. Look, sounds kind of funny, but that's the way it was. And but in general, all the Jews that were rip-off artists or were demolishing the morals of the society with pornography and prostitution and pedophilia and whatever was going on, you got to realize that in the city of Berlin, little children were prostituting themselves because they were starving, you know. And this was then called, you know,
It's plain sin. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Hans Krampe. That's K-R-A-M-P-E. Okay, we're talking about the 25 points of the NSDAP program, and it benefited the Germans, and really, it got rid of...
It included very advanced laws and policies that were that nobody in the world had ever thought of. For example, the protection of animals, slaughtering, the practice of Schächten, which is the way Muslims and Jews slaughter animals. They don't slaughter them, they torture them to death, and have a total disregard for a living creature.
And that's what they're doing to Werner's cattle, huh?
Yeah, similar to that. And then the environmental protection policies that he had, you know. Apart from that, laws that made it impossible or let's say to avoid foreign influence in influential position in Germany. Only Germans could be in positions of decision. decision making, of responsibility, you know, influential position. In education, you had to be a German teacher. You couldn't be a foreigner unless you were teaching a language at university or you were invited by a university. But then you were not in an influential position. You were simply in a, like a, what do you call them?
I don't know.
Advisor, in an advisory kind of
sure.
function. And then, so the Jews that were put out, you know, they were dismissed from their positions, they then decided to go to greener pastures. And many of them left Germany until 1939. Supported and paid for their journey by the German government. With all their possessions, they were allowed to transfer all their money to other banks outside. It wasn't like the propaganda tells you where the Jews were all of a sudden, you know, with whips and clubs driven out of the country. That is utter nonsense.
Yeah, they couldn't be parasites anymore, so they had to find another country to,
and that
to suck
was
the
now,
blood out of.
And they considered now, we have been robbed and atrocities have been committed on us. First of all, how did they get into their positions of agricultural land, real estate speculation? In a time where they practically stole the land from the farmers, you know, because the farmers were destitute. And so here the 25-point program included also that German farms were reinstated to the previous owners before they had been disowned by the banks. And then the law provided that these farms could only be obtained by inheritance to the inheritors, so that they would stay in their families. And to relieve the destitute situation of the farmers, the National Socialists were building farmhouses. I forgot now, an incredible amount of brand new farmhouses for the farmers. So they, according to the latest standards of hygiene and services, and even got grants for machinery that they needed, and all of a sudden Germany was able to cover a large part of their food supplies from local farming. And that was hugely encouraged and was a great relief for Germany.
Exactly. And they also reclaimed a lot of the land that had not been in use for a while. They taught them the latest practices. They got rid of the middlemen so that the farmer actually got the money for his produce. It was a fabulous thing that they did.
That was also the benefit of trading with other nations. Middlemen were excluded. They weren't necessary anymore. Foreign currency wasn't necessary anymore. And, you know, the countries Germany traded with, all of them said they were treated fairly and decently by the Germans and that they had no complaints about that form of trade.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just amazing when you think of what is happening or has happened to farmers in the United States and in Canada. Well, as we see what is happening to Werner. They're trying to take his land, and I'm sure that his is not an isolated case.
Yeah, but that is when you have a government that prevents these kinds of things from happening, that's socialism. And according to the American mindset, that's very bad. You know, capitalism is what's happening to Werner right now, a classical case of the capitalist manner of performing. And that seems to be good, you know. To me, the American idea about capitalism is it is a virtue. to be utterly selfish, to be utterly ruthless, to elbow your way ahead of the next guy, and to grasp whatever you can get your hands on in unlimited amounts forever. That is the American idea of freedom and prosperity.
Right.
And that, to me, I find it nauseating. You know, it makes me despise Americans who think that way.
Yes, and a lot of people have certainly thought that way. Somebody in the chat room wanted to know if you could cover the function of the Gestapo, perhaps in the next hour, if you can. If not, that's fine. But it's just a question that did come up in the chat room.
Well, sure. What limited knowledge I have of the Gestapo, I don't know everything about them. But I know one thing. The Gestapo was a military organization, a military police, like every other country has. And they were there in order to crack down on espionage, on sabotage, you know, on subversion, at a time when there was war going on. So, and when one compares the activities of the Gestapo with the activities of the CIA or the FBI, the Gestapo doesn't even come close in terms of brutality, in terms of torture, in terms of all kinds of inhuman practices. The Gestapo were actually only permitted to use violent means to a certain degree when it was really vital to get that information, and time was at a limit. But, you know, they were slapping people in the face who were bold-faced lying and who the Gestapo knew they had been involved in sabotage and who had connections to
scoundrels?
Scoundrels, yeah. partisan activities.
The partisans. Oh, my goodness. People do not understand the significance and the participation of the partisans in warfare, particularly.
They were brutal. What the Gestapo did to get information about when they caught a partisan was nothing to what the partisans had done to German soldiers and even to their own civilian population.
Yes. All right, let's talk about that in the second hour. We are at the top of the hour. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.